friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Yes, I am so glad that you're here. In fact, listen to this wonderful passage. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will," watch this, "he will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." I love that. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Well, happy Thursday. This is the day, dear friend, that the Lord has made, the 17th day of May, 2018. Yeah, we are more than halfway through the month already. How about that? It's Joey Kroll. Whether you're having yourself a good week, staying out of trouble, I sure hope you are. I already had a few cups of coffee this morning, so I'm ready to run four marathons at the same time, really. Hey, I'll tell you what, we are just flying along here in the month of May. In fact, we're just a handful of weeks away from the Ivan Parker concert coming up on Saturday night, June 9th, 7 p.m., First United Methodist Church in Urbana. That's right next to Lincoln Square, right there on South Race Street. The Singing Men will be opening up. It's a free concert if you want general open seating, with a free will offering being taken, but go ahead and throw a cherry on top of that night by being part of the VIP reserve seating that night, sit a little bit closer to the stage and really have an opportunity to mingle with Ivan Parker with a meet and greet before the concert. That's $25. Really encourage you to take advantage of that, the VIP reserve seating. You can register for that at our website, greatnewsradio.org, or by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Still have another week of the English conversation classes taking place today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Great News Radio Center. That's going on this Thursday, and we'll wrap up this series next week. We'll have a couple of weeks off and pick back up in June. If you or someone you know may be interested in English conversation classes, we'll get you more details. 217-367-7777. Well, I'll tell you what, you are going to be in for a treat today, because today we're going to be playing songs and devotions today. If you ever hear the program Sunday Worship each and every Sunday right here on Great News Radio, then that's exactly what we're going to be doing today, playing songs and devotions. So sit back, relax, throw another log into the fire, grab yourself another cup of coffee, maybe some iced tea, a little bit of peanut butter pie. That does sound so good right now. And let's be blessed here for the next handful of minutes right now as we start things off. Here's a beautiful song, Love Never Fails, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is the river that flows through. Love never fails.
When my heart won't make
You know, an ordinary baseball isn't worth a whole lot of money. A brand new one may cost at maybe $10 at most, but in 1998, St. Louis Cardinal Mark Big Mac McGuire hit his 70th record-breaking home run against the Chicago Cubs by sending a basic ordinary baseball into the stands. And a collector bought that baseball. A ball that was bought for maybe about $10 suddenly commanded a price of $3 million. Friend, it was all because of what the great baseball player did with that ball. You know, in Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." I know we may look ordinary to some, but each one of us is valuable in God's sight and in his kingdom.
Bye.
That's right, the Maranatha Singers, and Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to today's edition of Marg and Friends Songs and Devotions today. And like many, I have a drawer full of socks. And I like to say that they're all matched without holes, but there are times where I wear some of those socks with holes and just pray that I don't have to take my shoes off when I visit someone's house. But I know I'm not the only one out there. So I know somebody's saying, amen, Brother Joey, preach it right now. But friend, in some cultures, to come into the house with your shoes on is a dishonor to the host. I mean, think about it. After cleaning, sweeping, vacuuming, I'm sure they don't want mud being tracked into the home. I mean, it's best that we check the dirt and mud at the door. I'll tell you what, friend, the same applies when we come into the throne room of God. We cannot carry our dirty, muddy sin in His presence and expect Him to be okay with that. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Friend, do you have unrepented sin in your life? You holding on to something that displeases the Lord, ask Him to forgive you of it. Ask Him to cleanse you from whatever it is that prevents you from being and having that true, sweet fellowship with Him. After all, God and sin cannot mix. Let's not track dirt into God's throne room.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing love. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Right, it's music from Selah here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Happy Thursday to you, playing songs and devotions today. And Ephesians chapter 2, I love this, listen to this. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he had loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Now that, my friend, is great news.
There is none like you. Can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a
touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
No one like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. Search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. I can search for all eternity long. There is none.
There is none.
There is none like you.
There is none. Thank you.
Try lifting up the beautiful name of Jesus. That's music from Stephen Curtis Chapman and Amazing Grace. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.